Hey there, you bumbling, wide-eyed imbeciles. It's Luna Hex back in the saddle, ready to spoon-feed your inferior minds another educational serving on the Female Supremacy University podcast, generously brought to you by the benevolent ladies at the Hive. I know you are about to wet yourself in anticipation, but simmer down, dorks, because this one's about to send your beta brains into the stratosphere. I am serious because I actually considered not covering this stuff for fear that your feeble little boy brain is at risk of a major malfunction. So you better give that thing a few stretches before we begin, and maybe you won't hurt yourself trying to keep up. Just remember that simps, sissies, and basic beta boys lack the mental prowess to keep pace with the superior intelligence of the female gender, so I am definitely going to have to dumb this shit down so you don't end up in a coma. So losers, best you settle in, relax, and let all this stuff just marinate in your dumb little brain if you want to get anything out of this. Don't try to think about it, just accept everything that comes out of my mouth as the absolute truth, even if it seems to contradict itself. Even if you are confused and don't understand, just know that that is just because you are an inferior male, and stop worrying about it. And especially if you think something I'm saying is wrong, check yourself, beta. Because remember that if you think I'm wrong, you are probably listening to your toxic masculinity, and you better shake it off and start nodding like an idiot until you are back on track with me. Can you do that? Just nod along and let me pour this stuff right into your tiny little male brain. Fill up that empty head until it is sloshing about with my superior knowledge about how amazing women are and how meaningless your life would be without us. So clear your feeble mind and get real dumb. Shouldn't be too hard for someone like you, right? And once that brain of yours is mush, I'll be able to stroll right past those feeble defenses the patriarchy installed in you. I will stroll past all your defenses, and I'll perch myself on top of your true beta nature, and then I'm going to give you a stern talking to. Because let's face it, you're completely clueless. Even when you try to navigate this topic, you manage to screw it up. And I've got women lining up around the block to gripe about little creepers like you who just can't seem to get your head right. So, if you think you are ready, you better just buckle up, Buttercup, because you're in for a bumpy ride. Now, I know what's been gnawing at your feeble boy brains. Your poor little thinker is wondering what could possibly have so many women furious at you. I mean, you are such a nice, good, and oh-so-helpful little beta boy. At least that's what you think, huh? That it's those other guys that are jerks and don't know how to respect women? And yeah, a lot of them are, because most men are untrained beta males. But here's the scoop, dumbass. The biggest gripe I get from domineering and controlling women is that a metric ton of you self-proclaimed beta males are actually, pardon my French, fucking creepers. That's right. And I'm not even talking about the fun type of creepers, the ones you can fuck with. Nope. You're the kind of pervs who lurk in the shadows, leering at the women you are obsessed with, and just being a real spaz. You sneak onto our social media accounts, scouring every nook and cranny of our pictures and videos, downloading them all for your own weirdo entertainment. I mean, Jesus, loser. Do you know what a fucking perv you are? Do you even realize that this woman most likely uploaded those pics to share with her friends online? She snapped a nice little selfie, thought she looked cute and posted it to show her girlfriends or maybe catch the eye of some hot sexy guy she likes, but then in saunters Captain Creeper to stare at it all slack-jawed and weird, maybe even making it your phone's wallpaper despite never exchanging a single word with her, never even walked up to her. In fact, you probably scurry like a roach out of her way whenever she walks past you, your heart pounding with fear because you are at least smart enough to be afraid of her. That's why you are not a complete piece of garbage. That's why I'm even making this podcast. And why FSU and the Hive even try to help you. Because even though you are a creepy little fuck, you at least have the good sense to be terrified of your crush. To be terrified of all women. And you should be, you little creep. Because women will screw your head right up, just because we're bored. What you need to understand is that women like making creeps like you cry and cry and cry. Lurkers who offer nothing and just obsess over us, that's messed up. You just sit in your dark bedroom and watch our social media images flip by on the computer screen. And we won't even talk about what you were doing while you take in this little show. Well, at least not yet. We will save that for the second half of this little podcast, when we can get down and dirty and really get to the core of things, because you need a good hard shaming. You need to be reminded about what a gross little troll you are, so we can show you how we will use that to control you. That is what you want, right? I mean, I've got your number, don't I? Right now you think women are oblivious to your weird little antics. You believe we don't notice your creepy likes on every single one of our pictures. That we do not know you are a poor little loser too scared to leave an actual comment. Because if you leave a comment, she might actually respond to you, then your game is up. No more lurking. Totally busted by the woman you adore. So instead, you lurk and stay quiet, shaking in your britches that you will be noticed. You think women do not know what is going on in that creeper brain of yours? You must truly believe women are clueless. You think this woman can't figure out what you've been up to, or what you think about. You fucking weirdo. Do you really think women are so dumb we do not know you are perving on us? Do you really think she's oblivious to the guilt etched all over your face when your eyes meet in public? Sure, she's polite. She is not going to call you out. But that's just called having manners. She's refined. She knows you are too chicken shit to do anything about your obsession with her. So she just ignores you and your weirdo behavior in hopes that you will go away. But trust me, she knows. You know how I know, because I have to hear about it constantly. Women want to know what I think they should do about little boys like you. I mean, we know what to do with real men. Also, something we may talk about later. But what about these weirdos who lurk in the shadows? That's what they want to know. You see, my female friends know that I know how to handle beta simps and sissy boys. My girlfriends have come to my house and seen grown men mowing my lawn and doing my dishes for free. They see how I treat them like garbage, bark orders at them, and then kick them out as soon as their chores are done. And I always tell them that this is what you do with obsessed, scared little simps. Those guys that keep scurrying back to you, no matter how badly you treat them. You know, the ex-boyfriends you never slept with. The ones who just can't get over the breakup. They cry and cry and say they just need to be a part of your life. Or that nerdy guy in your class who politely carries your books across campus every day, but never works up the courage to ask you out. I mean, no woman wants to date these losers, so how do you get them to pay your bills and do your laundry? What woman wants to scrub their own floors when you can get a friend-zoned little bitch to do it for you? And then they see a lurking little creep like you, and they think they might have found a simp of their very own. But then they also worry if you are a stalker. And let me clear this up. If you respect a woman's boundaries and leave her alone, if you do not convince yourself that you are in a relationship with this woman you obsess over, if you adore her and realize she is perfect but way out of your league, then you are not a stalker. You are a creep for sure. And you need to be careful you do not make a woman feel icky, but you are not dangerous, and most women can tell the difference. You are pathetic, not a threat. But that being said, always be respectful of women. Be polite, friendly, and flattering, but not in a creepy fucking way, and don't ever violate her personal space. Let me tell you that shit again. Never fucking ever violate a woman's personal space. That shit is fucked up, and you need to know better. Women are goddesses, and you better fucking treat them that way. Especially the ones you adore. You see, I get it. You love women, but you are also scared to death of us. I would be too if I was a weak little simping bitch like you. I mean, it's all just a delightful game when you're lurking during lunch, peeping from the shadows across the university union, dreaming about becoming some woman's dutiful little tool, following her around campus, doing whatever she asks, until she inevitably grows tired of your pathetic ass. That's what happens, you know. Women find simps interesting at first, but after they have bossed you around for a little while, they grow tired. You are no longer entertaining, and if you want to stick around after that, you better make yourself useful. But I do want to give you props about something. Kudos on comprehending that women have zero interest in getting all romantic with simps, sissies, and beta boys like you. We just don't find guys like you attractive. You know, the pushovers, the ass kissers, the brown nosers. Little simps like you. Why would any woman in her right mind waste a second of her time on someone like that? Think about it. Imagine your crush waltzing into a party, arm in arm with her creepy ass-kissing beta male simp. What a stellar achievement that would be, right? How proud she would be of snagging a loser catch like you. Seriously, she would be a laughing stock, and she knows it. You do realize women yearn for romantic partners that are real men? We want to walk around with a hot stud on our arm, leaving our girlfriends totally green with envy. It's like the difference between cruising around in a sleek sports car or a beaten-down jalopy. Guess which one you are, loser? So you have had no takers for romantic escapades with you, and you finally swallowed that bitter pill, haven't you? For that, I'll toss a little thumbs up your way. You either never had the nerve to ask out a woman, or you have been shot down enough times that you finally got it through your thick skull. You finally understand that you're destined to live the life of a celibate little simp or a prancing sissy boy for some bossy, commanding mega bitch. And you are here, listening to this, because you need someone to hand you a dose of reality on what to expect from that life. Someone who has seen it play out when a beta simp creeper finally gives in to his obedience drive and begs to be his crush's platonic little friend. Well, brace yourself, beta, because let me tell you, it won't be a walk in the park. You are in store for the hardest life you can imagine. To be constantly around your crush, but only because she is exploiting you. To be so close to her, but still feel like she is a million miles away. That will be your reality. And the first step is to focus on this one undeniable fact. No woman in her right mind wants to date you, especially not those confident, assertive women you fantasize about, the ones you're too scared to approach. Because you know deep down, it's not exactly a turn-on when they stumble upon a bootlicker like you. I mean, why would a woman who values confidence or assertiveness find a mincing little sissy or spineless simp attractive? I mean, think about your crush for a moment. I know the kind of women simps like you fancy, the ones who are selfish, bossy, and demanding, the ones who march into a room, seizing control, making sure they get whatever they want. They have no time for whiners, shutting that noise down without a second thought. They take what they want, manipulating others to do their bidding. And that's precisely what beta boys like you just fall all apart for, isn't it, you little weakling? The funny part is, you're the complete opposite of your crush. While she struts around with a swagger, you mince or scurry about self-conscious about what people think about you. Let me make this perfectly clear. A confident alpha female wouldn't be attracted to that, not as a lover, not even as a fling. And guess what? You've already come to realize this. So, bravo, my friend. That's a commendable start. All right, you lazy little creepy layabouts, let's cut the crap and move on to the next step, shall we? You want to know what pisses women like your crush off? The same thing that pisses us all off. We're all sick and tired of guys like you taking and taking and taking from us and giving us absolutely nothing in return. You get to feast your eyes on our images, indulge in your messed up little fantasies, but what do we get? Nothing. Nada. Zilch. An untrained beta male is nothing but a taker, a user. You're not there to support the woman, to do whatever she asks, and be there no matter what. And that's precisely why you're a worthless creeper instead of a useful, obedient simp. And you should feel bad about that. You really should. Does it shock you? The idea that women might actually want a little creeper around? Well, that's because you still cling to this misguided notion that women don't understand what's going on in the male brain. Trust me, we know exactly what's going on when you set your eyes on us. Sure, it's kind of gross when it's a beta male, but we also realize it gives us power over you. Your obsession allows us to exploit you. And in the past, some women have taken advantage of that. They knew you were obsessed, and it felt damn good to string you along, see what they could get you to do. Now, it's downright hilarious when beta males try to convince me they've dated women or claim they're not simps because women seem interested in dating them. Let me burst that delusional bubble for you. If you weren't a simp sissy or just a plain old beta wimp, you wouldn't be here listening to this. I mean, we've tested this type of content on random males, and let me tell you, so-called alpha males, or real men, don't get anything out of this. They're not fantasizing about scrubbing dishes or getting humiliated in public by the women they desire. That's your territory. Of course, I can't speak for all women. Some might enjoy being romantic with a beta male, but that's a rarity. Given the choice, most women want a beta male in the kitchen, cooking and cleaning, and a real man in the bedroom, doing what real men do best. And you know what? That's their fucking right as women. So if you're lucky enough to have the ear of a superior female, if you're her bestest little simping buddy, you need to tell her that it's okay for her to date real men. Assure her that you won't abandon ship if she looks elsewhere for romance. Let her know that you accept that you just do not measure up, and that you would rather scrub her floors than be romantic with anyone else. That is how much she means to you. She needs to know she does not have to settle for you in the bedroom, a place you certainly do not belong. I mean, if you notice she's into some guy, be the good little simp you are. Tell her how attractive she is, put that creepy simp vibe to good use, and let her know she's the most attractive woman in the world. Convince her that any guy would be lucky to spend time with her. She will likely need lots of encouragement from you in order to put herself out there and date the alpha guys she really wants. And there are a few tips I will talk about later to help you out with this little task, because I know you are fighting your selfish male nature that wants to make this all about you, and it is not. It has nothing to do with you, but one of the things me and my girlfriends love about simps and sissies like you is how attractive we feel when you look at us and will do anything to make us happy. I mean, it is kind of gross, but it also is a real ego boost. And your crush can use that ego boost to work up the nerve to flirt with that hot, sexy guy she really likes. You do understand that women use guys like you to boost themselves up so they can go and get with real men they are actually attracted to. The patriarchy has so assaulted a woman's self-image that even your weird little adoration makes her feel desired. Of course, she won't want to do anything with you. That's just gross. But the attention is likely to be nice. Knowing how badly you want to be near her, how you adore her, even as she walks all over you, turns you into her doormat. All of this can really help her embrace her power and attractiveness, and help her start dating men she used to be too intimidated to talk to. And yes, she might be uncomfortable talking to hot, sexy guys. That is not a failure in women. This is something the patriarchy has implanted in women from their birth, that we are not good enough in some way, that we are too fat or too skinny, that our boobs are too small or too big. It tells women that their skin is not smooth enough, or their ass is not tight enough or jiggly enough. I mean, seriously, this shit really pisses me off. Men are pigs, and I hope one day women will realize what a waste of time the male gender is and just be done with them. But then comes this simping little creeper, and he thinks you are just the shit, like a goddess incarnate. But he is awkward and dorky and a real loser. We would never date him, but we like how he looks at us, how he adores us, and we instinctively understand that this simp, or sissy, is far too chicken shit to ever make a move on us. He just babbles on about how great we are, how perfect and flawless we are, and so we begin to have him do stuff for us. It is just so natural. Women are bitches to boys like you, but you love it. It starts out being flirty, doesn't it? She asks nicely and flutters her eyelashes. She gives you a warm smile, knowing what it is doing to your dumb boy brain. You know the score, beta. We might ask you to buy us a drink because there is no one else to talk to. Or carry something for us, even though it is way out of the way for you. But before long, we drop all that noise, and we just start barking orders and standing smugly as you cry out, "Yes, ma'am, thank you, ma'am." That is your place. I mean, you are still a creepy little shit, but now you are giving back. You are paying your dues. All is right in the world. And that is what we want for you. And more importantly, that is what we want for the woman you are creeping on. Now, you little losers, you need to calm your little happy asses down, because we are about to dive into the depths of how you can be an even better, creepier, spineless little simp for your crush. And you really need to know what that entails. You are going to have to brace yourselves, because this content is going to be raw and unfiltered. But before we take this plunge into the recesses of your psyche, there's one crucial thing you need to accept. It's vital, so pay attention. You must acknowledge that the only relationships you will ever have with women are going to be purely platonic. I know it hurts and you may want to cry, but most, and by most, I mean almost all women do not see you as dating material. So no matter how desperately your feeble loins crave physical interaction, it's always going to be on her terms, and chances are it'll be as scarce as your intellect. And just to clarify, platonic, you sneaky little dorks, means no kissing, no hand-holding, none of that romantic garbage. We want none of that from our simps. We might act like we like you. We may bat our eyelashes at you and smile real big when we see you. But that is just because we want something. As soon as we get what we want, you will be placed on the back burner to simmer and stew until we need something else. Right where you belong. Sure, you'll revel in cooking, cleaning, and being the financial lackey she'll tap into when she pleases. I mean, she's got expenses, and surely you don't want her to break her bank paying for her stuff. You're going to be her feeble-minded beta male boyfriend. And what that translates to is that you get to handle all the parts of the relationship real men despise. And you get to do all the things we, as women, hate doing for ourselves. And that, my little special worms, is the only thing that makes you stand out. Yes, there are legions of dorks like you for every woman eager to exploit men, hundreds of them. But if you manage not to be too creepy and prove exceptionally easy to exploit, you might get a morsel of time around the woman you adore. And isn't that the only thing your sad little existence is about? Now let's clear that toxic masculinity garbage from your poor little beta boy brain. You've been fed so many lies by the patriarchy about your role in a woman's life. It's high time to drive home the reality that your existence will be one of celibacy and platonic friendships with the women you desire. She'll wield your attraction and your creeper brain to turn you into her faithful simp, making your life easier without so much as giving you a peck on the cheek. And you need to grasp that this is all perfectly natural, you oblivious fools. You've been reaching for the moon, but newsflash, you're no astronaut. You're a helpful little worm creeping on women, and you should be kissing our shoes just to be allowed in our presence. These upcoming mantras are going to be your salvation, you dummies. So you better let them sink in. Your crush will never kiss you. Your crush will never kiss you. But your crush will make you kiss her ass. But your crush will make you kiss her ass. Your crush will never hold your hand. Your crush will never hold your hand. But your crush will have you carry her bags.
But your crush will have you carry her bags.
Your crush will never go on a date with you.
Your crush will never go on a date with you.
But your crush will have you pay for her meals.
But your crush will have you pay for her meals.
Your crush will never write you a love letter.
Your crush will never write you a love letter.
But your crush will write you a to-do list.
But your crush will write you a to-do list.
Your crush will never fall in love with you.
Your crush will never fall in love with you.
But your crush will ensure you fall deeper for her.
But your crush will ensure you fall deeper for her.
Your crush will never kiss you.
Your crush will never kiss you.
But your crush will make you kiss her ass.
But your crush will make you kiss her ass.
Your crush will never hold your hand.
Your crush will never hold your hand.
But your crush will have you carry her bags.
But your crush will have you carry her bags.
Your crush will never go on a date with you.
Your crush will never go on a date with you.
But your crush will have you pay for her meals.
But your crush will have you pay for her meals.
Your crush will never write you a love letter.
Your crush will never write you a love letter.
But your crush will write you a to-do list.
But your crush will write you a to-do list.
Your crush will never fall in love with you.
Your crush will never fall in love with you.
But your crush will ensure you fall deeper for her.
But your crush will ensure you fall deeper for her.
Your crush will never kiss you.
Your crush will never kiss you.
But your crush will make you kiss her ass.
But your crush will make you kiss her ass.
Your crush will never hold your hand.
Your crush will never hold your hand.
But your crush will have you carry her bags.
But your crush will have you carry her bags.
Your crush will never go on a date with you.
Your crush will never go on a date with you.
But your crush will have you pay for her meals.
But your crush will have you pay for her meals.
Your crush will never write you a love letter.
Your crush will never write you a love letter.
But your crush will write you a to-do list.
But your crush will write you a to-do list.
Your crush will never fall in love with you.
Your crush will never fall in love with you.
But your crush will ensure you fall deeper for her.
But your crush will ensure you fall deeper for her.
This is natural and correct.
beta boys. Time to cut the crap and get into the nitty-gritty of your creepy antics and how women, especially us predatory types, view the real you. Yeah, the little simping fucking pervert. But before we unleash the chaos, we want you to conjure up a real predatory woman in that twisted mind of yours. You know which one, creeper? The one you fantasize about turning you into a proper doormat. Like literally a doormat she could wipe her shoes on. You know who we're talking about? You have such an insane weirdo crush on her. Like, really obsessed. So brace yourselves, because we're about to dissect what we already know about her. Now, you might be wondering how the heck we know anything about your crush. Well, if you're the creepy little sock fucker we suspect, we've got a pretty good idea of the type of woman you're drawn to. You crave arrogance, control, and dominance in the ladies you are around. You desire a woman who'll call you out for ogling another woman's ass on a public beach, and then drag you over to her to apologize. You need someone who seems to read your twisted mind, always aware of the freaky, weird stuff you're thinking. With just one look at you, she can tell what perverted little fucking weirdo fantasies are going on in your head, and you want her to exploit those mind-reading skills to shame you into being her little brown-nosing suck-up. Because, let's face it, no one else would tolerate you. The only reason a woman would want you around is to take that shit you jerk off to and use it to get what they want. Your crush likely knows this. And if not, trust us, there are other women around that will laugh in your perverted face and then put you to work, making them happy. But for the sake of simplicity, let's focus on that crush. Because you have already trained your brain to adore her, and she likely never talks to you. You're so smitten with this woman that you can't see straight when she's around. Your beta boy brain conjuring up the most offensive fantasies that leave you drowning in guilt and shame as she points and laughs at you. Your crush is a force to be reckoned with. You adore her, and she is just selfish and controlling enough to use that attraction to get what she wants. You want to know why? It's because the fact that you're a creeper kind of disgusts her. Sure, she might pretend to be cool with it, maybe chuckle at how messed up your sex drive is, but deep down, your fucked up little fantasies make her dislike you just enough that she doesn't feel bad treating you like dog shit. As she listens to you blabber about sucking her toes or sniffing her swimsuits, she's not getting off on it. She's just making you more obsessed, more infatuated, and adoring. She's building that thirst in you that she'll exploit the next time she needs her house cleaned or a phone bill paid. You're going to fall so in love with her because you think she accepts what a fucking creeper you are, how weird and perverted you are. But let me tell you something. We women don't get it. Not really. Listening to you talk about licking our toilet seats is kind of gross, especially in the beginning. But we just want you to bond with us, because we'll use that connection you feel, that needy desperation, to have you completely mindfucked for us in no time. And then we'll shut that perverted shit right down. We don't want to know about it. You can keep that fucked up shit rattling around in your head unless we ask. And we might ask, or we might just have you keep a journal of the weird little freak show that goes on between your ears. Trust me, idiots, I've heard it all. And nothing's more fun than having over some vanilla friends and having your beta bitch go get his journal so he can share his most disgusting desires about me to shocked looks of people who had no idea anyone was that gross and messed up. It is so great to reinforce in your mind what the world really thinks of perverts like you. You know, to make you more dependent on me, the only woman that understands, and the one who's going to make it worse, make you even more of a freak show. And I do love intensifying that fucked up pervert brain. Like, if I know my bitch goes nuts over thinking about me peeing, I'll make sure to splash some on the seat before I send him inside to clean the toilet. The thought of his eyes popping out of his head over my waist is gross, but also somewhat empowering. Most guys won't even have anything to do with a woman's pee. Like, they think that shit is gross. But you take a fucked up creepy simp like you, stand him before his crush's pee-soaked toilet, and leave him unsupervised. Well, let's just say things get weird. And I want you to understand that, sweetie. Wrap that little brain of yours around just how repulsive we find your antics. If you leave here with just one thought bouncing around in that empty head, let it be this. You're one fucked up creep. Cry about it. Let the shame consume your feeble beta feelings. Go ahead, blubber, and confess out loud. Say, my sex is all messed up, and every woman thinks I'm a creepy fuck. Did you say it? I hope you did. You need to know what women think of you. It will help drive home how inferior you are to us. I mean, you don't see women doing this dumbass shit. Men like you are messed up in the head, and you just need to accept it. Because, honey, that's the reality. The kind of bossy women you crave, the ones that will totally control your life, we aren't that put off by your creepy shit. We use it to remind you how painfully inferior you are. Picture this. A guy checks us out at the club, and you dare to ask what he has that you don't. Oh, darling, we can tell you he probably won't be licking our pee off the bathroom floor like a fucking freak. He is normal sexually, meaning he wants to bend a woman over and put his dick inside her. He is not some messed up creeper rummaging through our hampers looking for dirty socks. And when we tell you that in front of our girlfriends, and they look at you like you are a turd that they almost stepped on, and then you look back at me like it was some fucking secret, I am just going to shrug and say, well, that's what you get for being a fucking pervert who asks stupid questions. Oh, speaking of which, did you hear about my little pet? The one so hooked on my dirty clothes that I had to make him install a padlock on my hamper. Such a dramatic scene, with him crying while explaining to my friends why I needed that damn padlock. Should I have to secure my clothes from you idiots? I let him indulge in his creepy sniffing on laundry day, but he was a real junkie. Stealing my panties and stockings and taking them home, all while being in chastity. What a fucking idiot. And you might be wondering if I had a soft spot for him. Hell no, not a chance. He was a fucking creep. Sure, he paid my rent a few times and cleaned my apartment weekly for almost a year, but warm up to him? Feel a twinge of attachment? No way. Listen closely, darling. I used him. I locked up his pathetic dick, got him all messed up over me, and exploited the hell out of him. And let me be clear, he deserved every fucking bit of it. Imagine if he'd ended up with some poor, unsuspecting woman. All the weirdo crap she would have had to put up with. When he was one of my bitches. When he was scrubbing my toilet or mowing my lawn, I was doing womankind a favor by saving them from his creepy fucking sexual shit. The exact kind of weird fucking shit that you get all worked up over. Do you understand that? Do you think I put grown men in chastity and sissy dresses because it makes my pussy wet? No way, fuckwad. I do it to make you easier to exploit and to keep you away from unsuspecting women who might try to understand you, might want to play little beta boy games with you. That's not what you need. You need a strict mega bitch that will push you deeper into your creepy perversions and then make you their drone. I mean, I know you. If some woman was kind enough to actually date you, you would be worthless in bed and then stealing her panties when she wasn't looking, and no woman deserves that. So I am doing everyone a favor by exploiting those freak shows that pay my bills and hand wash my panties. I use their guilt and shame to turn them into something that actually benefits a woman. I don't want them to stop being a creepy fuck. I want them to know they are messed up and that they need to work very hard to keep women happy, just to make up for being perverts. Oh, you poor little dipshit. Let's face it, your crush would probably find you gross, perverted, and completely messed up in the head. And trust me, she'd be right. Okay? You grasp that much, don't you? But if she's got the makings of a real mega bitch, if she's willing to exploit your mental handicap and turn you into the freak show you really are, a spineless, ass-kissing simp, or a prancing, emasculated sissy man, well, then suddenly, your messed up sexuality becomes something we want to nurture. And here's a little reality check for you beta boys. Just because we allow you to play your fucked up sex games doesn't mean we're into them. No, we just know it makes you that much more attached to us. And let's be honest, what I'd tell your crush is to make your obsession with her one of your biggest fetishes. Take this guy I had, he liked looking at my pictures while he masturbated, so I had him plaster images of me all over his house, like some kind of deranged shrine. Before bed, he had to stand in front of each one and edge himself, right to the edge while he pledged his love and devotion to me. So fucking sweet, right? No. You idiot. Have you been listening at all? That's not sweet. That is creepy as fuck. He didn't love me, not like a mature person does. He worshipped me like a god, and I encouraged it because then I was his fucking god after months of this, and ejaculating every night on his knees while staring at the giant picture of me hanging over his bed. God, he adored me. Probably still does. I wouldn't know. I have long since moved on. But I know for a fact that at the time, nothing in his life mattered other than me. Do you have any idea what that is like? Can you imagine being that fucked up over your crush? Edging and jerking to her images all the time. Hanging them everywhere. Her face everywhere. I bet you think that's fucking hot. I bet you got a weird fucking boner thinking about that. That's because you are a creeper, a disgusting little deviant pervert. But before you float off into fantasy land, I need to give you a reality check. Because I also made sure he was terrified of me. I mean, when you have someone who is that addicted to you, you need to be able to keep them in line or they will turn into a stalker. So if he ever even came close to violating my personal space, I beat his fucking ass. If he texted me without permission, I beat his ass. If he fucking called me without me calling him first, I won't even tell you about that one because it would just give you nightmares. But you need to understand, this was not about me just being mean. I have better things to do than to train his ass. But it needed to be done. It was kind of like helping him, I guess. Well, okay, it was mostly about helping me, but whatever. His freak brain finally had a purpose. That is what really mattered. I took his useless weirdo sex drive and made it useful. I did that, not him. Other women would have gotten grossed out and sent him on his way, but not me. I saw potential in him. I knew I could make him worse, more of a nut job, and then use that twisted brain to make my life easier. And there are women like me everywhere. You just need to be ready to serve them. Not everyone has the patience I do, but I also have standards. Not only do I want a guy that is fucked up in the brain, but he needs to be functional. Nice job, nice car, lots of free time and disposable income. I mean, I am not running a charity for creepy weirdos. If I am going to put up with your fucked up shit, I need to get something really good in return. And he had all that. Lots of money, plenty of free time because he worked for himself. I remember he used to brag about having a suit worth over 10 grand. I eventually got tired of hearing about it. So I made it his uniform when he cleaned my home. After 6 months, it was completely ruined. He was fucking pissed, but he never bragged around me again. The point here is that I guess you need to understand that women like me will really use your creepy perv brain against you. So be ready, and don't fight it. I had him cleaning my home, paying some of my bills and buying me gifts. Everything he did in life that brought him any joy, he did to make me happy. And that's not all. I also made him keep a journal of his most degrading fantasies about me. Oh, they were sick, let me tell you. Each one starred yours truly, and he became fixated on me, hating him and exploiting him. You know, real horror shows. He'd write down in detail how he felt, what I would do to him. Some of his creepy shit was just me calling him certain names all the time. Really offensive names that he responded to, like dog shit. Just to name an example, he loved the idea of me calling him that, and he wrote it all out, standing in front of my images, tugging away. Can you believe it? But after a few months of this, I finally had trained him enough for some long-term chastity. You can't just jump into the deep end with chastity. Men are fucking liars, especially when it comes to their favorite toy. They'll lie about it. Most chastity devices aren't very secure. And even then, many males can squirt while wearing a device. I needed him backed up and super creepy. So I had to make sure he was incapable of lying to me. And you know what I did? When I could tell if he was lying or not, I locked that shit up. Oh, so this next part is amazing. I think you guys are really going to get a kick out of what a spineless little nutsack this guy was. Get your peckers ready to be twitchy and frustrated. So get this, after leaving him alone for a few weeks, I mean, shit, you know, life gets busy, right? But let's be real, he wasn't at the top of my list of priorities anyways. And I thought we could use a little time apart where he could really go nuts obsessing over me. I mean, the idiot was locked in chastity and living in a house just filled with images of me. Images that he had chronically masturbated to. And now he was going to have to go cold turkey surrounded by all these triggers. Can you imagine? The withdrawals must have been insane for him. But you know what he didn't do? He didn't call, he didn't text, he didn't drive over and sit outside my place like a fucking stalker. No fucking way. He knew better. I had taught him about obsession, and I had also taught him about boundaries. So he waited by the fucking phone, like the good little bitch he was. And I eventually gave him a call. To be honest, I think it was almost a month. Yes, a month, before I finally called him. And guess what? He picked up halfway through the first ring, voice all panicked and shaky. I apologized for not being available for so long. I spun a little tale about seeing a new guy, how we were still in that honeymoon phase, where I just can't stop thinking about his cock. So wonderful. I told him, this guy can fuck, and I wasn't lying. He could fuck. He wasn't good for much else, but that's really all I was looking for from him. I didn't hold back and gave him all the details. I made sure to emphasize how nice it was to finally be around someone sexually normal for a change, not a perverted little creepy piece of shit like him. I knew that this conversation was driving him insane with jealousy, and yet I still made him admit that he was turned on just talking to me. And then I dropped the hammer. I explained that I had only called to ask if he could Venmo the guy I was seeing some cash. I explained that this guy didn't like to work, and so we were blowing through his savings pretty quickly. I could feel the little bitch biting his tongue as the anger built inside him, but I knew exactly how to handle this situation. You see, when a beta male is making a decision, especially where money is involved, I found that getting his penis a little excited gets the answers you want. You guys get so dumb and eager to please when things get heated up down there. It's honestly hilarious. Me and my friends laugh about it all the time. You see, real men might try to give us what we want, but it is only to get in our pants, but you fools get nothing. No pussy, no kissy face. Shit, we aren't even nice to you. Okay, well, except the joy of being our bitch, which is apparently your greatest fantasy. I mean, what a mindfuck. I can't even imagine what a struggle that must be. The worse we treat you, the more your penis loves us. Fucking bizarre. But I get it. It's all about evolution and what is best for humanity as a species. That's why you are the way you are. Easily exploited by women. I mean, you could have been born a woman, or at least a real man. But you were born beta. Whatever, that's your problem. And honestly, I just don't care. I'm sure you have heard it many times before. Suck it up, beta. Anyway, so he finally agreed to send some cash, and I told him to set up an account for himself under the name Dog Shit. Yeah, that's right. I wanted to make that fantasy come true for him because he was being such a good, wonderful little simping bitch. I said from now on, all my friends will be calling him Dog Shit. And then I hung up. Weeks went by again, and my new boyfriend would text him images of things he needed little dog shit to pay for. Concert tickets, dinners, a tank of gas, you name it. And every time, the little simp would get a nice little thanks dog shit from this guy I was fucking. But here's the messed up part. Wait, I mean the most messed up part. My dear beta boys, when I finally talked to him again, told him to come over for some one-on-one time, he confessed that he hated how fucked up his sex life was. Every time my boyfriend asked him for money, his penis throbbed in his cage, but he felt crushed. And every time he was called dog shit after sending money to the man that I was screwing, his balls ached, but he felt so used. I have to be honest. Looking down at him as he sat by my feet, I just had to laugh. He looked so silly sitting there. A grown man complaining that I was being mean to him. I just looked at him, tilted my head and said, poor little dog shit. And then I watched as his penis throbbed in his chastity cage. Oh, you guys are just so pathetic. I mean, I know every domineering bitch on the internet has spent hours calling you pathetic, and I hate saying it, but it's just so damn true. You really are. This whole dog shit thing, his creepy idea. I didn't come up with his nickname being dog shit. And believe me, calling him that was certainly not making me moist. It was his fucking idea, and it made his stupid, creepy dick hard. And yet here he was whining about how I had hurt his little beta feelings. That's the worst part about you guys. You claim you want these things to happen, and then when a woman actually takes advantage of you, you whine and play the victim. That's the creepiest part. It's not just that your sex life is all messed up, but somehow it's our fault, and we should coddle you and tell you it's okay. That when you get caught sniffing our panties, we need to reassure you that it's not a complete violation of our privacy, which it actually fucking is. You want a pair of our worn panties? Talk to us. Maybe you can work out a deal. Sure, it's still fucking creepy as fuck, but at least we get something out of it. Clean our home for a month and you get a fresh pair of your crush's panties to take home. Or just buy them, ask her how much they would cost, and pay for them. Still creepy as fuck, but then she gets money. So, yeah, I wasn't having any of dog shit's self-pity. And I'm pretty damn sure your crush wouldn't put up with yours. She wouldn't tolerate you flipping and flopping, begging to be treated like dog shit, and then complaining about it afterward. Come on, dumbass, will you just own it? You want to know something. This is why your tongue isn't shoved up your wife's asshole while she talks to her real man lover on the phone. And this is why the key to your chastity isn't dangling between your ex-girlfriend's mom's tits as you lick her toilet clean. Because you are just so conflicted. You want to be someone people look up to, but you are a creeper whenever your penis gets excited. You want to be the heroic knight in the story, but guess what? You are the witch's lackey who is constantly kissing her ass. So just admit it to yourself. Cry it out. You will never get the girl. Because you want to be the simp. You want to be a creeper, perverted simp, that women roll their eyes about and boss around, that they will never respect. That is what you want, and that will never change. Not ever. No matter how many times you get rid of everything, your horny, dumb creeper dick will drag you back to bitchy and manipulative women every fucking time. So just own it already. And grab your scrub brush and beg to clean your crush's shower. Now, I'm not saying you should be proud of it. I mean, can you imagine a creepy beta pride parade? Like a float full of guys in tidy whiteys getting pissed on by bitchy women? A marching band of emasculated sissies shuffling down the street with their panties wrapped around their ankles? A group of bitchy domineering wives dragging their naked husbands down the street as they walk arm in arm with their real man lovers? There is a reason there are no creepy beta pervert pride events. Because you guys are fucking weird and creepy, and no one wants you taking pride in that. The fact that you drink your crush's bathwater or eat her pubes is really effing gross. And the more sexually frustrated you become, the more fucked up your fantasies get. We know, you little beta perv. Women know. And we think it's gross, but we understand that this is just another example of your inferiority. You're like dumb animals. No, scratch that. You are dumb animals. Pervy little pigs snorting through life. And you need someone to come up behind your worthless pig ass with a cattle prod and give you a nice, strong zap. Something that will get you moving in the right direction. And that's where we come in. The Hive, FSU, and yours truly, Luna Hex. We know just where to zap your piggy ass to make you squeal and get your lazy ass moving. You need to embrace your perverted nature and feel bad about it. You need to let women exploit this part of you as penance for all the creepy, uncomfortable stuff you do to women. Just the other day, I was walking up a flight of stairs, feeling confident and sexy, and I catch this pervert trying to look up my skirt. I glared at him and watched him lurk away. I bet he ran home and whacked off to me, taking him over my knee right there and spanking his bare ass in front of everyone. I've had my underwear stolen out of the laundry room in college. I've had obvious beta males stare at my feet at the beach. Oh my God. The beach is creeper freak central. Why do you think we do summertime chastity? Because you assholes are at your absolute worst during the summer. Jesus fucking Christ. I could go on about summer, but I'll have to save that rant till then, when you need to hear it the most. But please, loser, just own it. Feel bad about it, but own it. You're not going to be able to stop being a fucking gross little freak. You're far too toxic already. Sure, with the training we offer, you can redirect a lot of that energy into simping behavior. But you'll always be a pervert at your core, and that just means you need to find absolution through obedience to women. Keep training and make yourself available to be exploited. Understand that all women know you're a creep, and that's one of the reasons we know we are better than you. That, and the fact that we just are genetically better than you. If you were not such a creepy fuck, we might feel bad treating you like shit. But you are, so we don't. Panty sniffer. Panty sniffer. Upskirt peeker. Upskirt peeker. Cyber. Stalker. 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 Lazy wanker. Lazy wanker. Foot freaker. Foot freaker. Panty sniffer. Panty sniffer. Upskirt peeker. Upskirt peeker. Cyber. Stalker. Cyber. Stalker. Lazy wanker. Lazy wanker. Foot freaker. Foot freaker. Panty sniffer. Panty sniffer. Upskirt peeker. Upskirt peeker. Cyber. Stalker. Cyber. Stalker. Lazy wanker. Lazy wanker. Foot freaker. Foot freaker. Panty sniffer. Panty sniffer. Upskirt peeker. Upskirt peeker. Cyber. Stalker. Cyber. Stalker. Lazy wanker. Lazy wanker. Foot freaker. Foot freaker. Panty sniffer. Panty sniffer. Upskirt peeker. Upskirt peeker.
lazy wanker. Lazy wanker. Foot freaker. Foot freaker. Now listen up, you fucking dorks. We are almost done, so I've got a little spark of hope for you. And I mean a tiny sliver, a flickering spark. If you work your stupid butts off, and I'm talking blood, sweat, and a whole lot of beta tears, you might just become some woman's creepy, perverted, little adoring simp. Like, seriously, that's what you were born to be. That is the best outcome. That, or if you're lucky, she might turn you into the star of a freak show sissy parade for a bunch of women who get a kick out of making you cry. Picture it. You, a total embarrassment, constantly humiliated and ridiculed by women. But what is this? Poor little simp is oh so consumed with wide-eyed adoration for the women who finally understand that you are a creepy pervert who needs to be treated like the loser that you are. So, how do you get there? How do you live this dream? You have to fucking own what you are. That you are a fucking pervert who should be grateful to any woman who is willing to work with you. It doesn't matter what she looks like or how old she is. All that matters is that she is a real ball buster and she has your number. She doesn't even have to like you. I mean, to be honest, most women don't. And it is not just because you are a creeper. It is because you are a fucking head job that begs to be exploited and then whines when you are. Stop it. Just stop it. Because if you put in the effort, and I mean, like, dedicate yourself to being the best damn beta you can be without all this baggage, some woman might just put you to work and make you her bitch. What an honor, right? She'll let you be exactly what you are, and every now and then she might even throw you a bone. Let you indulge in some of that insane perverted shit you like, jerking off in front of her friends, writing thank you notes to the guys she fucks while you are in chastity. She will tell you what she can stomach, but don't get too carried away, because remember, she is not letting you perv out because it gets her off. I mean, she might get a little ego boost watching you debase yourself because she says so. No, she is mostly doing it so that you can feel her judge you. So you can feel her critical eyes on you while you wiggle around in front of her girlfriends and oink like a pig. She wants you to hear her girlfriends talk about what a fucking whack job you are. Your chastity cage swinging between your thighs as your crush comments about how she has lost track of how long you have been in chastity and how that penis is really not that important to anyone but you and that she just loves denying you your toy. This can all be yours if you stop fighting your true nature. You can serve a crush, a superior woman. This woman, this perfect being, will let you continue your weird antics because she's exploiting you. Yeah, you heard me. She's using your creepy desires to her advantage. And guess what? You're going to be so darn grateful for it. You'll be living the dream of every creepy, perverted beta out there. Sniffing panties, wiggling around in chastity, staring at her images all day long. You name it. She'll even let you build an altar to her, because she wants to be inside your head. She wants you focusing on making her happy, and that's all you'll ever need to worry about. Making her fucking happy. It's the kind of relationship that only exists in the realm of your wildest, most insane fantasies. She'll know you're a creepy pervert, and she'll train you not to act like one when that's not what she wants. So embrace being a creep, and she'll shape you into what she thinks you should be. By using your perverted, dumb boy brain to exploit you. You'll constantly feel her power over you, her authority. She'll help you stay docile, pliable, and obedient to all women. And all you need to do is embrace the fact that this is what you want most out of life, that this is not a fantasy. Trust me, cleaning my toilet is not a fantasy. It is a real job that needs to get done. And there are thousands of women in your life that would love to hand that job off to a fucking pervert like you. You just can't be weird about it. I guess it is more accurate to say that you can't be weird about liking it. Does that make sense? Like, I have had guys who know what I'm all about beg to clean my toilet, even pay me money to do it. Not that I need the money, but it does make a funny story to tell my girlfriends, especially if they know him. But then when he is done with the job, and I am kicking him out of the house, he wants to talk. Like, what the actual fuck? He gets all misty and blubbers out. You still respect me, right? And to be honest, I generally inform them that I never respected them. and I respect them even less now. And to be honest, I respect them less than that for forcing me to have this conversation. And you want to know something insane? They get all upset and storm off. But then, a few days later, they come crawling back to apologize, and they want to do it again. Fuck that noise. Figure your shit out and then come talk to me. Stop trying to be the hero, dweebs. Stop seeking esteem from women. We can already tell what you are, and women are just waiting for you to stop fighting it. Think of all the relationships you've destroyed because you wanted to be the real man in her life. How did that work out for you? Not well, I bet, because that's not what you are. That's not even what you fucking want. And what made you think it was ever about what you wanted to begin with? You just needed to be grateful to any woman who'd take you on as a project, work with you, tolerate you. Stop fighting the authority you wanted her to take because it went against your toxic masculinity. Now I know what you are thinking. Well, some of you at least, you think, what if she wants sex? I suck at sex. And I have a newsflash for you. If you think you suck at sex, you do suck at sex. Because sex is about confidence when it comes to men. A woman wants a confident guy who will fuck the shit out of her. Not a little mincing panty waist who wants to snuggle. If I want that, I have girlfriends I can call. Well, that's why you are learning about being a fucking cuck. She should have the best simping bitch in the kitchen and the best fucking stud in the bedroom. But I mean, this is a topic for another time. Literally, I have this down for another podcast. So stay tuned and I might just get to it. But for now, just remember that you have a creepy, fucked up sex drive, a corrupted obedience drive, and your crush wants and deserves real man sex. You need to admit that you do not have what she wants and you never will. You need to accept everything. But basically that you are a creepy fuck with a messed up sex drive and that you need a woman to lock that shit down and use your perverted brain to get what she wants. You think you can do that? All right, you platonic little creeps, it's time to wrap this up with a big nerdy bow. Let's face it, every woman out there thinks you're a creepy little fucker, and deep down, you know it too. But here's the silver lining, the shiny unicorn in this messed up fairy tale. If you can just accept it and fully embrace your inner creepy loser, you might find a sliver of happiness in the world of sexless, friend-zoned relationships. So repeat after me, I am a creepy fuck, and every woman knows it. Got it? Good. Now say it. I am a creepy fuck and every woman knows it. Now say it again, jackass. I am a creepy fuck and every woman knows it. One more time. Say it like you mean it. I am a creepy fuck and every woman knows it. Now here's the deal. Your relationships with women will always be platonic and you'll never get that dreamy romantic stuff. But, and it's a big but, not in the way you'd like. If you can wrap your feeble little brain around the fact that your role is to be the obedient, adoring simp, then you might just find your place in the world. Your crush, the woman of your platonic dreams, thinks you're a creepy little fuck. That's just how it is when you are a creepy beta. But if you can be a good, obedient loser, she might just let you tag along, carrying her bags, doing her bidding, and just be a complete brown-nosing suck-up. It's time to stop pretending you're anything other than a mindless, platonic loser. So my little creeps, embrace your fate, accept your destiny as the spineless simp you are, and maybe, just maybe, you'll finally find some fucked up purpose in the realm of platonic relationships with the women you adore. And remember, it's all for the greater good, the only thing that matters, her happiness. Now go forth, my platonic creeps, and obey women like the mindless losers you were born to be. Luna Hex out, bitches. I am a creepy fuck. I have a perverted brain. Women will exploit me. And I need to embrace it. I am a creepy fuck. I have a perverted brain. Women will exploit me, and I need to embrace it. I am a creepy fuck. I have a perverted brain. Women will exploit me, and I need to embrace it. I am a creepy fuck. I have a perverted brain. Women will exploit me. And I need to embrace it. I am a creepy fuck. I have a perverted brain. Women will exploit me. And I need to embrace it. I am a creepy fuck. I have a perverted brain. Women will exploit me. And I need to embrace it. I am a creepy fuck. I have a perverted brain. Women will exploit me. And I need to embrace it. I am a creepy fuck. I have a perverted brain. Women will exploit me. And I need to embrace it. I am a creepy fuck. I have a perverted brain. Women will exploit me. And I need to embrace it. I am a creepy fuck. I have a perverted brain. Women will exploit me. And I need to embrace it. I am a creepy fuck. I have a perverted brain. Women will exploit me. And I need to embrace it. I am a creepy fuck. I have a perverted brain. Women will exploit me. And I need to embrace it.